Good morning, everyone. So last Saturday, Lynn and I went out and we purchased our Christmas tree, a real tree. So I'm the one that gets to do the heavy lifting. I got to put it on the roof of the car. I got to get it off the car, into the house. And we have this big, huge, heavy cast iron pot that we put our tree in. I set it all up, fill it up with water, and then I let it sit for a couple days so the branches have a chance to open. So then on Monday evening, I perform the most exquisite example of how not to decorate a Christmas tree. I'm really bad at it. Lynn says I do it on purpose. She's not wrong. I don't actually like decorating the tree. So Lynn shoos me away, and together with our daughter Alexandra, they undo the mess that I made, and just leaving the lights, they proceed to beautifully decorate not only the tree, but the entire house. Actually, our fireplace is converted to our very own creche that we put our nativity scene in. So when all that is done, now we are ready to let love in. The love that came down from heaven on Christmas night. That's our tradition at the Argentinos. We all spend a lot of time getting ready for Christmas. There are the gifts, the cards, the decorating, the cooking, the visiting of Santa, the children pageant. So why do we do all this? Well, everyone else is doing it, you might say. Or we can't be the only house on the block without Christmas lights. There are some truth to that. After all, we want to join those who celebrate the birth of Jesus. But the gifts, the lights, the cards, all that stuff is meant to be an expression of our joy in God's gift of His Son. For He so loved the world. When we send out cards, that might seem insignificant, but they can be important. Perhaps they might be somebody that you dropped a card off to them, and that card, the Christmas card, just brightened up their day because they heard from you. And for our children as concerned, we want them to get the full joy on Christmas. And when we spend time reminding them why this is a day of joy, also, Christmas music. This time of season when we listen to the Christmas carols, which get us into mood to celebrate the melody and the lyrics, remind us of what exactly we are celebrating. So there is an important message here for our Christmas preparation. But it would be sad, though, if we did not do the most important preparation. Preparing our souls to celebrate the coming of Jesus as one of us. And maybe we just take that for granted. Maybe we're not sure what all this Advent season stuff is all about. Advent actually means the arrival of a notable person, thing, or event. And in fact, Advent is the lead-up time to the most notable and most amazing event in all of human history, God becoming man in form of a fragile baby, so that He could live as one of us, eat with us, teach us, and ultimately die for us, so that we can inherit eternal life that God the Father has promised us. Last week, Father Mike, during his homily, invited everyone to read and reread the Nativity story from Luke's Gospel to help us prepare our hearts. Wonderful idea to prepare our hearts to let love in. And I say this because we have to be careful that in having so much to do in such a short time, we may presume that we are spiritually ready for Christmas. But are we? Think about the Pharisees and the Sadducees who came to John the Baptist in today's gospel. How prepared were their hearts to receive that long-awaited gift of salvation? John does not mince his words. He's very rough on them. He calls them a brood of vipers. They are simply going through the motion of accepting this baptism of repentance, but they are not sincere. Perhaps they're just doing what they always do. They want to put on a good show and show off that they're receiving this piety. He tells them to prove that they want to change this world by producing good fruits. And he warns them that it's not enough to say that you're a child of Abraham. They have to live as God's people. They have to let the love in. And we really do have to be mindful with all of this Advent preparation. I was thinking about this, and it reminded me of the story of La Befana. These are all my Italian friends understand what I'm talking about. La Befana is the old woman in the Italian tradition who perhaps thought she was preparing herself to meet Jesus, who in fact was so busy she didn't have time for him, let alone have time to prepare her heart to meet him. In the tradition, she fills children's stocking with gifts on the Epiphany. The Epiphany is when we celebrate the three wise men coming to adore the baby Jesus. But La Befana is too busy to accompany the three wise men on their journey to adore Jesus. She says, "I'm going to meet you on your return." But the wise men return on a different way, and she is doomed to look for them forever. I'm going to share this poem with you. Befana, the housewife, scrubbing her pain, saw three old sages riding down the lane, saw three great travelers pass her door, Gaspar, Balthazar, Melchior. "Where journeys you, sirs?" she asked them. Balthazar answered, "To Bethlehem, for we have news of marvelous things. Born in the stable is Christ the King. Give him my welcome." Then Gaspar smiled, "Come with us, mistress, to greet the child. Oh, happily, happily would I fare, were my dusting through and I polish the stairs." Old Melchior leaned in on his saddle horn, "Send but a gift to the small newborn. Oh, gladly, gladly, I'll send him one when the hearthstone is swept and my weaving is done. As soon as I bake my bread, I will fetch a pillow for his head and a coverlet too," said Befana. "When the rooms are aired and the linen is dry, I will look to the babe." But the three rode by. She worked for a day and a night and a day. Then gifts in her hand, she took up her way. But she never found where the Christ child lay. But still she wandered at Christmastide, houseless, whose house was all of her pride. Whose heart was tardy, whose gifts were late, wandered and knocked at every gate. Crying, "Good people, let the bells begin. Put off your toiling and let love in." Put off your toiling and let love in. This is what Christmas is about, letting love in. We live in a world that is so divided and torn with strife, where fear and hatred seems to be growing. We need true Christian love more than ever. I'll say it again, the world needs true Christian love more than ever. The world needs us to celebrate the love that became one of us, Jesus. Advent is a time of preparation, of anticipation, of heaven bursting full of love, and it's spilling over all of the earth. and the preparations we are making for Christmas are important. But nothing is more important than our efforts to spiritually prepare our hearts by letting love in. Let love in to your lives. Let love into our world. So what are some of the ways that we can truly let love in to our hearts and our lives? Well, by making more room for love in our hearts. How? Turning ourselves away from all the evil, the sin, the hatred in this world. Getting rid of that spiritual junk that may be accumulating in our hearts. All that spiritual junk and sin that have gotten in the way of us truly being able to be filled with the love of God. Free up our hearts that we can fully turn to celebrate the one who brings peace and love in the world. So here's my personal invitation to all of you, that you come and experience an opportunity to spiritually prepare your hearts by truly meeting Jesus this Christmas. This coming Thursday, the 12th of December at 7 p.m., we are having a prayer and reconciliation service. And I hope and pray that you will consider attending. And remember that others need to experience God's love. And also remember that there are so many charitable opportunities for us to help, to give, to share a little bit of that love. This is the best way, the true way, the only way that we can celebrate the child to come.